we can be led and guided by his spirit.
Oh, yes.
So that we won't be fretful when it comes to decisions that need to be made.
Yeah.
So that, you know, we can have a clear understanding. So when God, you know, you got to understand, you know, he want to help us. He want to make these decisions. And he don't want us reacting from the flesh or the outside, where we were created to respond from him.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And as I've talked several times before, I don't know if nobody sent me no message. You talked that before, and I'll teach it again.
Thank you very much.
From Genesis 1:26,
mm-hmm.
when he got ready to create man, he said, "Let us make man in our image after our likeness."
All right.
Now, us don't mean that there was a multiple amount of people.
Right.
Us referred to wisdom, knowledge. If you go to, what is it, Psalms, certain scripture in Psalms, it'll tell us wisdom created this and
that's
knowledge created that. So when he said, "Let us make man," he wasn't talking about a multiple amount of people. He was just talking about the wisdom, the knowledge,
exactly.
and the understanding of that which he was going to create us with.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Let us make man after our likeness and in our own in our image and after our likeness." Now, after he did that, then he began to give them dominion.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see, they could, he was giving them the world, the earth, and they could not operate in a dominion without his wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
Mm-hmm.
God not going to tell us to do something and don't equip us to do it.
There you go.
So when he began, he said, "I'm going to make you on a God level." Now, you're not God. Come on here, somebody. It's like I said, a child will never be growner than the parent that brought him in here. You may think you're growner, but you're never going to have that. Come on here, because I brought you into the world. You didn't bring me. And God is saying, "I created you. You didn't create me." So God was letting him know, you know, I'm going to give you my knowledge, my wisdom, my skill to operate, glory to God, on a God level, so that you can rule and you can do on earth like I do in heaven.
All right.
You got that understanding?
Mm-hmm.
And then he, you know, to show that he knew what he was doing,
mm-hmm.
after he created Adam, he had created all of the animals and everything. And instead of God naming the animals, he brought them to Adam.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
He said, "Now I put in you. I have put in you my wisdom." So when Adam looked at the animals, he said, "This is a horse. This is a zebra. This is a," come on here. He had never spoken those words before, but he was speaking from the wisdom and the knowledge of God that was on the inside. And this is how come we supposed to operate from that same thing.
All right.
Y'all got me?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And you got to understand, glory to God, that when Adam, he was able to do all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And the devil knew, because he was in heaven, he knew we were created, you know, to do certain things. He knew, just like it's nothing wrong with having habits, it's having the right habit.
Right.
If you have the habit to get up, pray, and then, you know, you don't want to just create habits, because you want to be led by God's spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might have, see, people that just do habits, they can form, you know, they can leave the spirit. And you know what I'm talking about?
Right.
So we have to realize that we have to learn how to be led by the Spirit of God.
Oh, yes.
But it's good to have, you know, like I said, let me just say we have repetitious things, like I'm repeating this scripture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't listen to the scripture like, "I know that, I heard that." You don't know what God is going to say.
Come on, come on.
He can go so deep, he can take you into another
Woo!
Level if you allow him to.
Amen, amen.
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 So after we was created in his image after his likeness, he gave them dominion over things, and he put inside of mankind what was in him, so that they would have the same power to control the same power to create what was going on around them.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And he gave them the earth. And the wisdom of God was so great, like I said, that he named all the animals and everything. And he began to walk with Adam in the cool of the day. And they had a relationship.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Amen.
And it's not, you know, when I'm going to Nuna next month, the first thing I'm going to teach y'all, not tradition, but position.
Right.
Position.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You got to understand, really get it, open your mind and understand how the power of God operates.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. And you got to understand, you will have to know that who you are in Christ.
Amen.
Sometimes we're not taught that when we go to church. We just taught how to jump and holler. That's good. I want to get in on that. But you don't be taught who you are in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't learn how to identify with the sons and daughters of God, which God has given them power. Amen. So you don't learn how to identify with the power that he gives you of being a son and daughter of God.
Right.
And we lose consciousness and we just begin to flow with the flow that's in the earth all around traditional people. You got to understand when you come to God, he said to them that he give you power to become sons and daughters of God, to be able to control and do things that other people without him cannot do.
Right,
right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That word on the inside. As you begin to put the word on the inside, the word is God. Hallelujah. And it will begin to strengthen you and it will begin to lead and guide you. It'll make you do what you don't want to do. It'll take you places you ain't never been before. And it'll do for you what it won't do for nobody else. Hallelujah. So the devil don't want you to walk in that power. He don't want you to get that image on the inside. He wants you to leave out of here. And well, I don't want to get ahead of myself. Let me slow it down some. But you know, you got to understand that we were created to be in control. Now, when I say we were created, I'm talking about to operate from our spirit man. The flesh man, you know, when the devil knew that God had created us in his image after his likeness and gave us power, he knew the only way he could stop us was to put information in us that's opposite from God. Now, it's a lot of things that sound good on the outside, but they're not God's word.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to train ourselves to stay in God's word.
Right.
You know, I hear it all the time. You take one step, God will take two.
Amen.
No, you take the word and he'll take it over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You are allowed to move. Once he tell you what to do and what he's going to do, you do need to take the first move. Because he didn't took the first move. Or let me say the second move when he told you what he's going to do.
Right.
You know, so the second move would be to act on what he said. So you got to understand, the devil knew that the word of God would give us power over everything. So he had to change the information and get you to go opposite of the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Once you go opposite of the word of God, he have nothing to come in on.
Right.
Or like, you know, Deaconess Linda say, nothing to work with.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we have to stay in that realm. And you got to understand that Satan knew that you would turn. He had to turn and twist your thinking in the opposite direction from God.
Mm-hmm.
Then he could, you would be operating against the word of God instead of with the word of God. So we were created to be in control. Say, I was created.
I was created.
No, say, I am created.
I am created.
To be in control.
To be in control.
Not just from your flesh, but what you deposited and put in you.
Mm-hmm.
And once we, you know, he changed, the devil changed that information. He said, you shall not surely die. You know, if you eat of this, you shall not surely die. You stick with what God said. I don't care if you don't understand. You stick with he's going to say exactly what he mean. And he's going to mean what he say.
Oh,
So if it's new to you, just stick with what he's saying.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Oh, yeah.
And so once he changed the information, he changed the pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm going to make a word. I'm going somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Which in turn, which changes the information, he created new patterns. And that caused different way of thinking patterns.
Mm-hmm.
I want to deal with that today. Because if you think wrong, you're going to do wrong.
Yes.
Now, once he formed these patterns, glory to God, and created different thinking patterns, he created different attitudes. Once you start thinking a certain way, then your attitude turned that way. You could think somebody don't like me, and the next thing you know, you're acting funny towards them.
Mm-hmm.
And they just may be having a rough day. They ain't got nothing to do about you. You know what I'm saying? And different attitudes and behaviors. And then he forms environments. Glory to God. That's why I believe God told Abraham, leave your father's house,
yeah,
because he was in an environment where everybody was thinking the same way. And you know, when you get saved and you go back into your old environment, they don't want to see you as God sees you. They want to see you that same old way. They can say God, but they don't want to see you like that.
Yeah.
Am I telling anybody have experienced that?
Yes.
You know, so what we do? When we go around them, we start adjusting back to that environment that we came out of, which robs us from the power and the identity of God. Now, you don't have to walk around them and say, I am God. They're going to really laugh at you.
Yeah.
But you don't allow them to take your thinking backwards the way you used to think.
Right.
Amen. Amen. You know, just because they're sitting there talking about all these sicknesses and all of this stuff happening, I could be sitting there and don't, it'd be going all over my head. I don't let it get inside of me. I can live in a neighborhood with a bunch of sinners. And they ain't gonna bother me.
There you go.
First thing I got, I walk in such an anointing, they scared of me, you know. And I don't really run in and out of their house. Now I treat them nice when I'm around them. How you doing? You know, and everything. But I do not partake
right
in what they partake in. So you got to understand, Satan is going to do everything he can to change your mindset.
Everything.
You know, go back to living the way you were living when you come out of here.
Yes.
And if you go back to that mindset, you're going to keep having the things you've been having.
Right.
He don't want you to walk in the power of God. He don't want you to address life saying, I got this. I can handle this. I'm going to fix this.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So he wants to keep you. He wants to create different thinking patterns and different attitudes and different behaviors. And you know, a lot of that, Lord, I thank God because I'm opening my mind. I'm coming into some things that I knew, but I'm learning it in a different, you know, and I'm arranging myself to go with the word. You got to understand. And what's in them is what guides them. What's in a person? Sometimes they say stuff and you want to say, why are you saying that?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you thinking that?
Mm-hmm.
That's the level they operate on. They don't understand. They don't mean to be mean. They're just not trained. They just don't have enough God on the inside. And you cannot sit there, I don't care who it is, and let people that don't have enough God on the inside, not have enough success on the inside, tell you what to do.
Come on, make it fine.
Glory to God. They'll borrow them. They feel like you their money maker. I had to tell one the other day, I'm not First National Savings alone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will give you a job to do, you know, but every time you get broke, you want to run to me? Oh, no, uh-uh. And I don't owe you nothing. Glory to God. I love you, but I don't owe you nothing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because they're thinking on a whole nother. They think you just go to work or you just get money just for them.
Hello.
I remember I had a relative told my mama, she was getting her check, say, you need to give me that check. I need it. Like, what's she gonna live off of? But that's the way their mindset go, and you'll never get anywhere, never go anywhere, and they will get mad with you if you break that pattern. But it's okay. It's all right, you know. and everything. You got to make up your mind. Do you want to be something in God?
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. So the devil knows that. So he forms many people are a product of their environment. Am I telling the truth? You're a product of your environment. Since we had ex-military people here, that's why some people can't make it in the military. They can't get out of them what they had in them when they was at home. You know, and they want to keep that on the inside, you see. And they're going to say, now, if you're going to come here, you're going to change. Because we can't use you in that mindset.
Amen.
So, you know, same thing when you come to church. You want to, you know, you start teaching on something, but they talking about me. If I'm talking about something in the Bible, I can say, hey, sin, a whole lot of folks. If you turn around, that means you accepting that.
Yeah, right.
If I say whoremonger, you know you were doing something ain't right, you're going to get guilty off of that.
Right.
You know, you are identifying with the wrong thing.
Amen.
You need to start realizing, I don't care what I was before I got in Christ, but now that I am in him, I got to learn my whole new identity.
Amen.
Come on here, somebody. I might have killed somebody out there, but God has fixed me. All of that is behind me.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. I might have ran with women or ran with men or called myself a woman or called myself a man. You know, all of this here. But once I get in Christ, I have to change my identity. And I have to act it. You know, I was listening to a tape yesterday coming from a place, and this lady deals with a lot of young women from different trouble backgrounds. And this one was a pastor's daughter, but she had had her identity mixed up and homosexual. She called herself, she dressed like a man, she looked like a man, you know, and everything. And no matter what her parents did, they couldn't deal with her. But she got hooked up to this ministry. And you know, they just don't have a form of pattern. They pray about everybody. And see, so they say, Lord, how do we deal with her, you know? And he said, you tell her to start changing the way she dressed if she really want this here. See, she had to make, like he told the man, go wash in the pool. So he said, you tell her to change the way she dressed, and she really want this. So they took her shopping and bought her some nice clothes and took her to a place where they fixed the makeup and redid her hair. You wouldn't even know her. And she said, now because I dress like a woman, I look like a woman, she said, I feel like one on the inside. See, you got to dress yourself up in his word. You got to put the word of God down on the inside. And you can't leave out of here and undress. You got to stay dressed in the power and the might of God. And when you run into things, glory to God, that try to overwhelm you, you can't forget who you got on the inside. You got to say, God, you are greater than this.
Hallelujah.
You're greater than this. You got to know this. You can't come to church and just keep thinking you got to live the same lifestyle. You can't leave out of here and go back in environments and let them change you. You got to be strong enough, because when I'm riding in my truck, I'm listening to something that's strong. When I'm going this, coming back, glory to God. Oh, well, I was in San Antonio. I would get in that bed and I would pull up something on my phone that's going to keep my strength strong. So if I run across anything on the plane, wherever, I'm strong enough to say, no, I ain't going with this. Come on here, somebody. You got to realize there's a reason why things happen, and there's a reason why things don't happen. If you just go with the flow of the world or go with the flow of how you've been doing before you come in here, you're going to keep having the same thing. And we're not in here to have the same thing. We're in here to be controllers, to collect the power of God, the word of God that we deposit in our spirit, control us. Hallelujah. Now you can sit here if you want to, but get $1 million and think you're going to still act the same. It's going to have an effect on
you. You're right.
Something in you going to say, well, I ain't got to pinch pennies no more.
Right.
I can go pay for a car.
You're right.
Hallelujah.
You're right.
So you need to know That the word of God needs to change your attitude, yes, your mindset.
Yes.
And so when you go in another environment, that's how come, you know, people say, why don't you put that church? He's right. They used to have street women, I call them that, all in front of the church.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody sent us a picture. They had what you call them? Gangs.
Yep.
They had guns across the street.
Sure
you could see our signs
right.
Sitting right there.
Exactly.
I'm telling you. So they said, why did you pick that neighborhood? Because this is where God say to plant ourselves. This is how come you tell the hood, the priesthood has come.
Yes.
Glory to God to overtake them. We're not going to be overtaken by them. And if you come in here and get the strength and quit looking at people and try to judge yourself by people, you'll be strong enough that you can be planted anywhere on any job and still carry the power of God, and you ain't got to fuss, cuss, react like they react. Your reaction gonna come from your spirit, man. Hallelujah. That's what's going to control things. We were created to be controlled, but controlled by the word of God. But you got to yield to that word. And you got to put that word in you, and you got to take that word serious.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You know, if you got a job you got to do, you don't go. Or if you go, you don't do the job right, you ain't going to get paid.
You're right about it.
See, people don't think the word of God will bring about a payday in their lives. When the devil try to hit you with some kind of sickness, payday is here, baby. When the devil try to just take all of your money or ruin your life, there's a payday for living right. There's a payday for talking right. There's a payday for keeping the power of God down on the inside. There's a payday. Hallelujah. When I got on that airplane, I said, all right, Holy Ghost, let's go. And I saw the hand of God lift that plane up. I ain't going to be scared, because I had already seen him lift it up and the angels on both sides. We had the smoothest landings. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because my faith, and I could see his hand because I walk with him and I talk with him. I don't change when I get on an airplane. I don't change when I get on a boat. God, you on the boat, you in the airplane, you everywhere. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
It's in here. I put it in here.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So you got to understand, if you don't become a product of this word, you're going to be a product of your environment.
Uh-huh.
Amen. You can talk it, but you're not walking it.
Right.
As soon as you get back in that environment, I want you to do this for me. I want you to do that for me. But I'm going to show you something.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't mean, I love folks. They think because I tell the word, I don't love people. I do. But I'm not going to let you control me.
There you go.
I'm going to let what's in me control, because
Amen.
It knows my tomorrows.
Yeah.
It knew my yesterdays. It knows my today. And it knows what I'm going to be faced with tomorrow.
Right.
And he will equip me if I let him and be ready for my tomorrows.
Oh, yeah.
Glory to God. And what's in you is what will guide you. And it has the power of influence to influence you. And it'll direct your behavior and your course of events. Without being aware of it. You know, when you first start driving, you might keep your hands and you know. But after a while, you done got so used to it.
Yeah.
This has become a part of you.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. So in Proverbs chapter 3, I have all of these are familiar scriptures. I don't have nothing. I'm just preaching the same word.
Same word.
Proverbs 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding.
Well, yeah.
That's what we have to do. Going there and coming back. Trust in the Lord. See it in your spirit. See it. God got this. So you're not sitting up there worrying and going through all kind of change. I don't care how many planes them fell and ran. I'm trusting in the Lord. It's going to get me where I got to go and bring me back.
Yeah.
And then he said, 6, in all.
Mm-hmm.
How many?
All.
Some of them.
All.
In all of thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. See, sometimes we're so programmed to the environment we come out of. Oh, I need you to take me here. Oh, I need you to do this here. And you know, you better pray about that. It may not be nothing bad, but is it what God want me to do at this minute?
All right.
Sometimes you know that you're going to say, no, you're going to have to wait. If what you got to do is important and somebody wants you to do something, you'll say, well, look, I can't do it now. Man. Come on here, somebody. If you're getting ready to go to church, well, I need you to take me. You should have had me to do that yesterday.
There you go.
Because the word of God, I need this word. I got to show up for God's word. Mm-hmm. Come on here. I know where I'm supposed to
Come
be and what I'm supposed to be doing.
There you go.
Hallelujah. Because you never know when life is going to hit. I need to know what to do. I need that wisdom and knowledge of God to show me what to do.
Amen.
But sometimes when we get in our environment, we let what folks want to do, the way they, and they don't know no better. Don't get mad with them, but let them know you can't control me. You can't, I got to do this here today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So he said, you got to trust in him,
yes,
and then in all of your ways,
yes,
acknowledge him. Let me tell you something. When I was on the plane going there, I had something that was precious to me. And I don't know why I had it in. I had it in my hand. And we were flying, and I don't know. They bring you Sprites and give you little treats. And I had taken some napkins and put it in the cup so I can give to them. She put it in the bag, you know, a garbage bag. So when I got to my destination, I realized I didn't know what I did with it. And my mind said, you know what you did? You wrapped that thing up and you put it in that napkin,
mm-hmm,
you know, and everything. And John said, well, maybe you can call. I said, no. Nah. I said, I saw it, put it in the garbage bag. And when they put all that garbage from them, you think they're going to go look through all of that?
Right.
They ain't that important to them. And so I got to my aunt's house and I said, Lord, have mercy. So I dumped everything out of my purse and just shook the purse like that. And then I took my hand and just start feeling all it. I did that 2 times and I didn't find what I was looking for. Then a thought
came through
my mind, just a little thought. And I say, God, if I threw it away, tell your angels to bring it back. And I just said that, not really realizing, because it was the spirit man talking, because the flesh man said, you just lost that, don't worry about it. So I said, just a little thought hit, you know, and I went right, I said to myself, ain't no need me getting upset about it. It is what it is. I ain't going to, you know, get all upset and everything. The next day, I looked in my purse. In that compartment, it didn't even have a zipper on it. And there was what I had lost right there. I said, now you can say, oh, that's just a coincidence. You can call it whatever you want to call it. But I call it walking in the power of God. I call it, you know, he said he concerned about everything about us. And if I turn my head to him and say, God, I wish you would do this here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I live like this. I train myself to stay in the mindset, the God mindset. I could have said, well, I just know I throwed it away. I just know, shoot shucks and all of that. What good is that going to do?
Bring it back.
I told y'all about the earrings. And I said, God, if you're concerned about something like this, what am I threatening? I know you got the big things. I told my husband, I said, come in here. I said, come in here and see. Woo, glory. See, that's what keeps me excited over 40 years of preaching, because I know this word of work. If it ain't working for you, it's because you ain't working it.
All right.
Hallelujah, Jesus. You got to train yourself.
Mm-hmm.
He said, in all of your ways, acknowledge him. And he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Fear the Lord. Fear don't mean be scared. Honor him. Respect him.
Mm-hmm.
And depart from evil.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how come when evil present itself, mm-hmm, even evil could be you know, following after folks and what they want to do. And what they, you got to stay out of that. Stay in the pattern where the flow of God is flowing, glory to God. And the first thing that when something happened, your mind go to the God flow, not the fear flow, not the, come on here. I didn't even, a girl, I didn't tell my auntie, because she probably started prophesying all kinds of stuff. Bless her heart. Training yourself not to flow with the flow that you used to operate in.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Training yourself.
Uh-huh.
You have to, when something come up or you got a need or whatever, it's two flows looking at you.
Uh-huh.
You can think and flow with the way everybody around you or the way you, your old man used to flow, or you can walk in the flow of the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Say, God, you know where this is at.
Yes.
God, you know, come on here, somebody. You know I got this, this, and this coming up. Glory to God. I tell you, God is just an awesome God.
Oh, yeah.
He's an awesome God.
Yeah.
And we don't even use what we could use with him.
Right.
We're so busy wanting to call on the phone. What you think about it? What you think about this?
Mm-hmm.
He said in all of your ways, not some of them, and you got to train yourself. Well, God, what you think? And he, you know, sometimes while we don't ask God, we're scared he's going to say no.
Exactly.
If he do say no, you don't need to go.
Amen.
But sometimes he'll say, yeah, you can go, but don't do this, this. Watch out for this, this, and that. God is a good God. He ain't trying to keep nothing bad from us. I mean, trying to keep bad stuff from nothing good from us. You got to know that. Hallelujah. We're talking from the subject of controlling. We want the word of God and the power of God to control our actions from the inside. Hallelujah. We don't want to go back in environments and start thinking like them.
Amen.
You can have sisters, brothers, mothers, fathers, glory to God. They're going to speak from what they're used to. And if they're not used to this word being on the inside, and he done already told you my ways are not your ways.
Yeah.
You know, just because yesterday we were still tired getting up at 3 o'clock to go over there, 3 o'clock to come back. But still, we got up and said, Elder God, he said, I don't feel like going nowhere and doing nothing. He said, but come on, we're going to get up and go. It's something inside of you going to pick you up.
Yes,
and then when we start going, after that old feeling came off
there
of us.
Go.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
You
but if you sit there and play with your feelings and play with, you know, don't ask somebody, you want to go today? I don't want to go.
Wrong.
You know, they ain't got enough word in there to make that decision.
You're right about
Hallelujah.
It.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Don't ask him.
Ooh, I tell you, I feel good.
Oh, yes.
Don't
so you got to train yourself not to flow with that flow.
Amen.
And how to operate in.
Uh-huh.
But to turn your face to God, your attention to God.
Uh-huh.
And believe in what you have deposited in you. Glory to God. So his wisdom and his knowledge can come out.
Yeah.
If you don't ask him, if you don't go, he said, ask and you shall receive.
Yeah,
you don't
yeah.
ask, he ain't going to tell you nothing.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
You got to allow what's in you, change your atmosphere about you, make the decisions about you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
And it will open up to you his supernatural and allow him to do the work for you and through you.
Yeah.
And it without you being conscious of it.
Mm-hmm.
You'll just start flowing with his spirit.
Yes, you will.
Hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus.
You will.
I'm learning and I'm going to get into it. You know, I'm learning how to train my thoughts and
mm-hmm.
how to, you know, because we was talking, my husband and I, the other day about different levels. You got different levels of people. And before, and let me say this again, all of us were a product of our environment.
Mm-hmm.
We thought like people thought in our environment.
Right.
We act like people act
mm-hmm.
in our environment. If you had low self-esteem, that didn't just come by your own. Somebody was around you making you feel lower than they are and giving you this here. So, you know, you have to make up your mind. I'm not just going to church just to sit in church. I'm going to get something.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So I can change my life.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Glory to God. So I can change you know, my financial status, yeah, so I can change who I am. So when I get with somebody, I don't keep doing the same and talking the same and acting the same.
Amen.
Because that same old devil. If you were married to somebody that messed around with you, you get this new man, you go, that devil gonna come back and say, wait, yeah, you must be going meet somebody.
Same devil.
Same devil. He'll bring them same thoughts and have you acting on stuff that you're supposed to have got delivered from.
Yes.
You got to cast that down. You got to say, Holy Ghost, I know. I'm putting you in charge of it. Whenever they leave this house, you in charge of it. Yeah. Hallelujah. And you have to walk by faith and not by what you see. And you sit there and watch all of them old pictures that tell you that. Then you talk on the phone with folks and they'll suggest that. And the next thing you happen, you by yourself again because you did the same thing. We ain't talking about what other folks do. You did the same thing.
Right.
You let people put suggestions and ideas in your head,
yes,
that did not come from God. Hallelujah. So you got to change.
All right.
Glory to God.
You're right.
You got to allow that supernatural. God, if you want God to work with you, you got to work with him. Then like he told the girl, you got to, if she changed clothes, and let start doing this here. Then he said, if she changed the outside, I'll change the inside.
Uh-huh.
That same devil will come to you. You got to say, no, this is not right.
It's not right,
and I'm not going with it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Turn to Romans chapter 12. I'm not going to hold you long today. But we was teaching on mindsets. And we're still teaching. If you want God to move, you got to control from the inside.
You
got to take the time. Ain't nothing more important than this word. You can put people and put them more important than the word.
Huh.
But there's nothing you can't help folks if they get in a bind, if they get on the deathbed, if something happens. You need the word.
Yes.
You need the God's strength on the inside. Hallelujah. You need strength enough to turn the situation around.
Yay.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. The only way you can't turn it around is the person you're dealing with don't want to work with you to turn it around.
All right.
Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus. Glory to God. So we in Romans chapter 12,
uh-huh,
and look at verse 1. I beseech or I urge you therefore, brethren, mm-hmm, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies
go ahead.
A living sacrifice. That's what the woman was talking about last Sunday. You got to be your bodies.
Yes.
You can't say, well, I go to church and then do all kind of nasty, crazy stuff with your body.
You're right.
You got to get enough word in you. I told God I got something I'm working on. I said, you greater than this. This is trying to help happen in my life. You are greater than this.
Yes.
Present your bodies a living sacrifice.
Living.
Don't let people see you. Oh, I go to live with Christ. Then when you're out there yakking like a hoodlum,
mm-hmm,
you know, like a ghetto rat. Hallelujah. People say, who you go where? Holy.
Holy.
Acceptable unto God.
Mm-hmm.
Not to you and your way of thinking before you got saved. Mm-hmm. It's a whole lot of things you think, oh, it's okay, it's all right. Did the word say that? Acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
Supposed to do it. Come on.
That's it. And then he said, be not conformed or be not the same as to this world.
Yeah.
Glory to God. You don't walk around here half naked or you can, you know, we ain't got to wear long dresses all the way to the floor or whatever. But we do need to be decent,
yeah,
and in order.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You want to go to the beach, you got to have a thong on. Drone or whatever you call it.
Not a drone.
You know, what you doing that for? I said, what are you doing that for? Who you trying to impress with that?
Yeah.
Be not like the world. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I ain't got nothing against if you want to do your thing any kind of way you want to do it.
Hey.
But I quit using Beyonce and different things because she making her money.
There you
but
go.
She ain't helping me none. It's nothing wrong. If she want to live like that, that's her business.
That's her business.
But I'm trying to, I had to make up my mind. I was coming out of that world.
Yeah.
Come on here, somebody. I'm every bit of music, every bit of word that I get,
come
it
on,
need to
pastor.
Be something that's putting some God on the inside. Because
yeah.
I was a hellion. You hear me? I was a shown up, bona fide, stamped hellion. And I had to get all of that hell out of me. And I couldn't mix it up.
Oh,
yeah. Hallelujah.
Come on here.
I couldn't mix it up. And when you, if you go to visit with people, go out and eat with some people, when we go to church, but we still drink.
Yeah.
No, that's you.
Do you, boo.
I can't mix it up. Hallelujah. This old flesh right here, you play with it, you compromise with it, you're going to have some problems.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, and then they're going to say, I knew they wouldn't save.
Come on here.
You the one kept enticing me to go back to the way I used to be. They'll say, I knew you wouldn't save.
Well,
and you see, the reason why they don't want you to be saved is because they need to get saved, and they'd rather pull you on their side. Come on here. But you got to let them know, I don't care if you don't come on this side. I will not compromise. I will not go back. I will not listen to you. God got something great on the inside, and I'm going to keep working and building it up until it come on the outside. Glory to God. I'm not trying to be like everybody want me to be. You can call me, don't call me, visit me, don't visit me. I don't care.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God. I'm not trying to be with you. Well, let's go get a tattoo of like, heck to the now. I don't want, here you going to be old, 80, 90, and your flesh going to be the guy there, and you going to have all them tattoos all over there looking like a fool. You didn't look like that when you put them. Everything was tight. But right now, come on here. You done waited, glory to God, and you see, the devil don't tell you that. He just wants you to identify with where you are now. Hallelujah.
My Lord.
You preaching?
Nah.
Yeah.
Don't be the same as this world. Be not conformed the same as to this world.
All right.
And then he's talking about dress. He's talking about how you talk, how you places you walk in. And he's talking about, glory to God, not talking, you know, thinking like they think.
Mm-hmm.
But be ye transformed, changed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let people control me. I'm going to let the word control me.
Amen, amen, amen.
I love my husband, and he's a good man. God knows it. But if he get out of line, I'm just going to look at him, because I'm going to keep doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. We do not let each other control. You got to let the word do the controlling. I don't care, I love you, and you can sit down there with them cheering, they be crying. If you love me, you wouldn't ask me to do this.
Right.
Glory to God. But they'll put all of these feelings on you. You better get strong if you want to help them. If you really want to help them. You done did all of this compromising with them and everything. You better just stay in God. You better just take you a stand. Hallelujah. Because when the world finished with him, you ain't got nothing to work with. But if you stand, they'll say, be like the man when he lost, spent all his money. He said, let me go back to my mother's house. Let me go back to my daddy's house.
Yeah.
Come on here, somebody. My daddy is a man that's got wisdom. Hallelujah. They need to know I messed up, but I can go back. I can repent and get it right. But if you gonna sit there, glory to God, and let them do all kind of stuff in your face and in your house and all kind of stuff, they ain't gonna have no respect for you. None for God and none for you.
Amen.
You're right about it.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
It's the truth.
So he says, don't be the same as to this world. And be ye transformed, changed by how? Renew your mind. You got to renew your mind. No, I'm not doing this any longer. I'm not thinking this way any longer. That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Yes.
You got to prove that in your life. It, just because you're going around talking about holy this and wearing all of these.
You better say that.
Bible, that ain't going to.
That ain't going to cut.
I don't care how long you pray. If you don't obey the word, you still ain't right.
You're right about it.
Okay, how much you do all this, you don't obey the word, the devil is not going to have respect for you. Hallelujah.
You're
going to have to get in this word and let it control you and control everything around you.
That's it.
Now you can come to church, obtain head knowledge, but not deliberately work to renew the transformation that needs to take place. Replace that old man, you know? And it, you know, I'm working on me. I can't work on you. You got to want this for yourself. I mean, I'm working, putting the word out there. But you got to know what you put in you and what you let lead you. I do not let people control my life. Well, I want you to do this. Well, I can't do it.
Can't do it.
But you, I can't do it.
That's
all it is to that. When they don't want to do something, they'll tell you point blank to your face. I ain't doing that.
No, I ain't doing that.
Hallelujah. They don't want to give you no money to help you do nothing. They know you didn't. You done spend all that money on them. You go to them. I ain't got none. You better take note from them. Say, I ain't got none. Neither. Yeah. None to give to you.
Yep, take note.
They'll act like they ain't got a dime. They're going to sit there and use all your electricity, drove all your gas out, spend all your money trying to please them, and then they'll turn around. I ain't got none.
You got a pocket full.
God be steady telling you. My aunt was telling me, she said she was getting ready to go buy something for somebody real close to her, and the Lord say, put that down. They ain't going to appreciate it. Just don't even spend the money on it. But see, you want to do that. He said, in all of your ways, you acknowledge me. Hallelujah. And then you're mad, you're sad, then you get bad when they treat you bad. But if you wouldn't be feeling like that, if you wouldn't spend all your money and your time and your energy and went against God trying to please flesh. Can't please flesh.
Can't do it.
They'll temporarily take it, but then the next thing you know, they'll turn you upside down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it ain't nothing about being mad with that. It's just the truth. Yeah. That's the way things operate. Yeah. And you come to church to obtain, you know, like I said, don't come here and sit down and go back and keep acting the same way because you got head knowledge. You quote the word better than I can. But are you living it?
There you go.
Hiya.
Yeah.
You got to deliberately work to renew the information and replace what was in your mind with what's in there now. So you don't go back into the environment and flow with that same flow again.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to continue to think and operate from that. Now listen, when you are on God's flow, you can be on different levels than certain people in the church. Mm-hmm. They think, well, you ought to be acting like this. I'm going to act like the word say. I'm going to respond the way the word say.
Yes.
And when you don't respond the way they think you ought to respond, then they want to condemn you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you must don't care. I care. I did the main thing I needed to do. I took it to the heavens.
That's it.
And I left it there. Hallelujah. Because if I could have done something about it, I'd have done it a long time ago.
Right.
So
right.
You got different mindsets. You say, in my father's house, there are
many
mansions. You can start out on the first floor and then get up to the 10th floor. Right. You don't know. You know, so don't say, I'm a flow from where my insides is at.
All right.
And when you do that, sometimes people will take you. Well, why did Pastor do this? Well, why did she do that? Well, she must know. That's your flow.
Right.
Now, I'm going to take you somewhere. Can I take you there?
Yes.
I'm a flow from, and sometimes I be flowing so fast, I forget to tell you what I did this for. But you ought to have the mindset like you got from God and think nothing but positive. Don't think negative.
Right.
Hallelujah. Don't get in that negative flow. Well, she just don't like this, or she don't like me, or she ain't got nothing to do with you.
All right.
I'm getting better. But now you have to deliberately work to renew your mind and replace what's in you so that you can get back into when you go back into that environment, you're going to flow with God. Well, come on, I need you to take me to go get me some cigarettes or get me something to drink. And I say, look, I'm struggling with stuff my own self. I don't need to go
right.
with you. Amen.
Yeah.
I don't need to go with you. I'm trying to quit certain things my own self.
Right.
And like when I was drinking that, whatever that, what was that I used to drink?
Sig'em 7.
Lord have mercy. God save it. Here they come knocking on the door with a big old thing of Sig'em 7. I say you can come in, but your sick self would have to stay out because I'm working on me, okay? My flesh liked it, that taste, and liked it, the buzz that came from it. I ain't gonna lie. I didn't keep drinking it because I didn't like the buzz, but it wasn't doing me any good. It wasn't changing my lifestyle. It was causing me to stay in a realm that I didn't need to stay in. Hallelujah. So I made up in my mind, I'm gonna break away from this stuff. Glory to God. It's bad enough the devil trying to kill me. Am I gonna keep helping him kill me?
Right, right.
Glory to God.
Right.
Hallelujah. It didn't take but one time when I tried to smoke weed and I was trying to turn that stove on, and that thing blowed up my eyebrows. Just it blowed my eyebrows up. I say, I was that high. I said, heck to the no. I don't need none of this no more. Do you hear me? And I quit then. Did the people quit offering it to me? No. I made up my mind. I ain't doing that no more.
That did it.
Hallelujah. Lord, I could have blown my whole house up with my chilling in there.
You got them eyebrows.
Trying to get a puff or something.
Got them eyebrows.
The devil don't care.
He don't care.
He don't care. Yeah, we come to steal, kill, and to destroy.
Yes.
He don't care if he mess you up 2 years from now, knowing 2 years he's going to attack
you.
And you got the wrong mindset. You don't have enough strength to fight him off. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, you think you can't quit stuff? You quit if you get serious about it. And you pray about it. Hallelujah. Devil trying to keep you messed up. And he'll surround you with people. That's all they doing. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Why you want to listen to a fool? Lord, help us. Glory to God. Don't get mad with me because I'm just telling you what he said. Operate. You got to learn. Now that information will form patterns and plans and operations against God to get you to miss out on God's destiny.
Amen.
He don't want you to come to church and get a strong word. He want to mess you up and keep you messed up and keep you shackled to the things that you've been shackled to all your life.
Amen.
You ain't gonna control this here. Hallelujah. We're here to put that old man and that old mindset, kill it, to gain enough strength from God's word and his power so that we can reject Satan's flow. Amen. Reject it. Glory to God. You have to reject it and say, God, I know you got something for me. You ain't gonna forget about me. Hallelujah. Live right, live holy, and then talk to God and live out of his word and let that word do the control. He'll help you to make right decisions, and you can go with the flow of God and allow that power from within to control everything that's around you. Now, while we're in the New Testament, go to Philippians. Just keep going back some towards the back. Philippians. Chapter 4. Sometimes, you know, when you are, I just can preach sometimes from some experiences where the word has worked in my life. My husband and I, we do two different things, you know. I know how to decorate and he know how to fix it. And we have two different callings. And sometimes, you know, we have to stop. And I say, you know, look, I'm not against you. I'm just looking at it from a different viewpoint. But while we try to decide what we're going to do, we got to say, now, God, you tell us how you want it. This one saying, well, I think we ought to do it this way. Another saying, I think we ought to do it this way. Say, God, what is your way? It doesn't matter how you were brought up. What kind of family you come out of, you go to God and say, what's the right way to look at this and think about it? Amen. Don't, before you start talking to everybody else. Hallelujah.
Right.
So in the book of, I'm still in Ephesians, Philippians chapter 4, you have to train yourself to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Look at verse 8. Finally, my brethren, after everything else, my brethren, look at 7. And the peace of God which passeth continually all understanding shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. How is that peace going to keep you when people are all upset and doing everything around you? He tells you in verse 8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, and whatsoever things are pure, and whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report. If it be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. So when something happened, before you get mad, bad, or sad about something somebody did, get in the flow of God. Get in the flow of God. Say, well, God, maybe they didn't mean it this way. Because what's in you going to make you think, well, they shouldn't have done this here. You know, you got your way of doing things. Other people got their way. And sometimes it ain't nothing. I ain't against you. You know, this just didn't mean to do it this way, but it happened that way. You know, think good things. You know, don't be thinking somebody out to get you all the time. Or this. And even if they don't like you, cast the care of that on God and keep it moving. Don't let that bitterness be on the inside. Because the next thing you know, if you think wrong, you're going to start acting wrong. Your attitude's going to change. Amen?
You're right.
And you got to realize, you know, well, maybe they just wasn't thinking. I have to say that sometimes. Maybe they weren't thinking about, you know, this and that when they did that. But I know from being around them, they got a good heart. So I'm not going to let the devil take me in that flow of you know, this and that. And I have to train myself with that, especially when I'm dealing with different people with different attitudes and different ways. If somebody do something different, it's just different. That don't mean it's bad.
That's right.
Glory to God. And you got to want to get along with folks.
Yes.
Just like I say, I got to want to get along with my husband. He got to want to get along with me. Because the devil will come in with all kind of little bitty things.
But
you know, she did that. She don't like you. She did. It ain't nothing but him. Say, I'm going to stay in the flow of what's good and what's honest and what's right. I'm not going to let you take me there. On your job, don't let them take you there. If you feel like you're being harassed unnecessarily, bind the devil up and say, hey, how you doing? Don't be sitting up there. Well, how you doing? Don't speak to me. I get like that sometimes, y'all. I have to watch myself. He said good things that are good and things that are honest.
Right.
Glory to God. Don't let the outside control your inside. You take the, when we operate from the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God, he got the fruit of the Spirit or the forces of the Spirit. This is what we have to release out of us.
Amen.
You know, I was telling somebody about this situation with these pews and everything. You didn't do this. See, I said, no, God didn't tell me to do that. But you know, that's a line of money. Well, that's why I serve a lot of God. I believe he's going to replace it. If he tell me don't do that, I'm not going to do that. But that's the natural thing to do. You know, that's what everybody's going to suggest that you do.
Right.
And then you can't be mad, you know, at the person when you see them. I don't mean I'm going to sit and go have dinner with them or whatever, but
there you go.
You know,
amen.
I got ready. I've been sending them. Y'all heard me tell that the word of wisdom. And every time I get to that name, I say, but I go ahead and I send it anyway. Not for them, but for me.
Right.
Hallelujah. So I don't get in that realm. You know what I'm saying? Because if I want God to move, he's not going to move. It ain't what he did to me. It's how I respond to it.
Right.
Amen. So we got to live in the Spirit. The Bible said, if you live in the Spirit, walk in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Don't walk like half breeds. Live right, talk right half the time. The other half, they don't. Don't do that.
Right.
Glory to God. You won't get answers. He said, be careful for nothing. Don't be anxious to open your mouth. In 6, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. Then he said, a peace of God which passeth all understanding. shall keep your heart and mind. You know, after I prayed that little prayer about that thing on the plane, I just shut it down. I said, well, ain't no need me worrying about it. You know, I did what I knew to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, the thing popped up, you know. Yeah. But if I'd have been shooking and shucking and talking and, you know, cussing and mad and all of this here, I wouldn't have never got it.
All right.
So it says, no matter what God's word, no matter what, God's word will begin to control your thoughts. You got to let the word control your thoughts and your actions. When you leave out of here, see if you're going to just be doing the same. When you get in that environment, the devil wants you to do the same thing. You keep doing the same thing, you're going to get the same results.
Right.
Hallelujah, Jesus. And everybody else in your household may not want to change, but you got to make that change. And you got to understand, glory to God, you got to deliberately renew your mind. You got to, you can take what other people do for you as, if you don't renew your mind, you can take it as insult. One woman walked to me and say, I spoke to you and you didn't say nothing. I said, child, I ain't had you nowhere on my mind. I must have had something else. Excuse me. And got mad. You know, I just had a lot of stuff on my mind at the time. You know, is that work? You getting all mad, won't leave church behind? Excuse me, where is your maturity level? Glory to God. Hallelujah. When they can be trying to help. Sometimes, you know, you be trying to help folks and they take it, you trying to insult them. I'm not trying to insult you.
Amen.
I'm just operating on a different flow. And sometimes I'll think about, you know, texting and letting them know that. And then sometimes I forget. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing wrong with my mind, though. So your reactions will be anger, resentment, you know. But I'm learning, glory to God, to stay in that flow in the power of God. To think on things from a good report. To adjust my thinking, you know. And maybe... And when I adjust my thinking, I adjust my reactions to stuff, you know, and say, well, you know, maybe they didn't mean that, you know, maybe they didn't, they just did it that way. And that's okay. You know, change. I'm controlling my atmosphere. I'm not letting all of this negative thinking and getting mad and hateful and all of that come out. Amen.